Country Z100. Good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show, joined by my lovely, beautiful bride, Joy. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
How you doing there, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
How about this Bachelorette? I'm telling you what, we've got some crazy stuff going on there, and we're going to recap it here for everybody who may have missed it over the last two nights. It was a two-night Bachelorette show on ABC. I think the main thing that everybody's talking about on Facebook is Chad. What are your thoughts on Chad, Joy?
Well, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He has no filter. He keeps talking about people backing him into a corner. He keeps telling her, like when she asks him, why are you threatening people? Especially when it came to Jordan. You know, when she found out he threatened Jordan, then it was serious at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just says, they keep backing me in the corner. And he picks, like, it seems like he picks one guy a day.
I feel like it's funny, for the first time ever in the show's history, they have to have, like, armed security guards with tasers handle. He's a lunatic. Honestly, like, this is not the way they teach people today to deal with bullies. But back in the day, when I was going to school and what have you, the only thing somebody had to do was stand up to a bully. And they're standing up to him, but I really, really would like to see one of these guys just hit him in the face very hard.
They're not going to do it, though, because they have self-control, unlike him. Yeah.
Just briefly here, because Monday night, you know, it was a two-night deal. Your guy, Chase, I thought did really good there, Joy.
Well, I'll tell you, both of my guys got one-on-one on the Monday night show. So, starting out with Chase, it was kind of an unfair advantage, I feel like, for his date. You know, he got to go do some tantric yoga with her.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's kind of a big-time first date right there.
I think she felt it at that point, which, like you said, I think anyone in that position, you're going to kind of feel that with, because it was a little personal.
Literally, that position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other guy, is it Jordan who had the one-on-one?
No, James Taylor.
Oh,
the other
that's
one.
Right, the music and guy.
Yes. And I love his personality. He's so outgoing and fun. But, you know, his date, they went dancing. You know, it's like complete different and not like, you know, not sexy dancing. Like,
right.
Like old-time dancing.
Yes.
And God love him, he can't dance.
Mm-mm.
He cannot dance. But he had fun with it, and I think, you know, she had fun with him, but I think he's still in the friend zone.
Last night, I picked Luke from the beginning. He had a nice date. They got into a hot tub together.
Yeah.
That was good.
They had a good date. I think he's sweet. I don't know how far he'll make it. He may make it further than I think. He just seems kind of sad to me.
He's very serious. Complete opposite of James Taylor.
Yes.
Then we had a football date. All the guys got together. I think Jordan Rogers got the rose, right?
He did.
Okay. Then the last thing that had happened was a two-on-one, and it came down to an epic finale here last night between Alex, the Marine, versus Chad. On a two-on-one date, at the end of the thing, the woman gets to decide who stays and who goes. And I thought it was funny that, you know, they have to pack their bags before they go on the date, these two dudes. And at the end of that one, I was standing up, I was rejoicing because she picked the Marine, Alex, and I think she finally saw that Chad, you can't control him.
Yeah, I think she saw his true colors. I'm really glad that Alex told her, you know, what had happened with Jordan earlier that morning, because I think that kind of did her in. That kind of made her mind up. So I was glad. And then, you know, it shows all the guys like popping the party poppers and drinking wine, taking shots.
I know they brought out
there's
the,
always that one. You know, there's always that one that goes home that everyone rejoices over.
Yep. My wife is like Southern Illinois' Reality Steve. Has anybody ever told you that?
No. I get yelled at.
Why?
For being like that, I guess.
What? Yell
the girls at work are like, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Everybody wants to know what Joy is thinking on these reality shows here. So, you still going with Chase?
I really still like Chase a lot, yes.
All right. There it is. Chase is it for Joy. For me, I don't know. I'm just glad whenever the criminal on the show gets booted off, and that is Chad. So, That's our recap here of ABC's The Bachelorette. Once again, it returns in like 2 weeks, and we'll see the drama unfold right there. Joy, my lovely wife, I love you, and I hope you have a great rest of the day, hon.
I love you too, babe.
It's Kent in the Country. New Country Z100.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody.